many children are coming to emergency rooms with flu-like symptoms that many U.S. hospitals have set up tents where they can diagnose and treat flu patients while keeping them away from other patients and hospital staff. At a hospital in Tennessee, Dr. William May tries to diagnose his patients as quickly as he can.
We don't like to have to add an extra space. We're just busy, very, very busy.
Even without a pandemic to add to the workload, doctors are busier than ever. In Rochester, New York, primary care physician Michael Schneider has seen the stress from his work increase steadily over the past 30 years.
It's something lost when we have phones ringing, consultants calling, computer screens flashing.
A recent report by the Mayo Clinic says up to 60% of American physicians at times suffer symptoms of fatigue and depression, otherwise known as burnout. The research shows that when doctors are overworked or depressed, they are more likely to make mistakes, even errors that could cost people their lives. Another study looks at how to help physicians cope with stress. 70 primary care doctors in New York State took a course on relaxation and communication skills at the University of Rochester. Dr. Michael Krasner, leader of the study, saw a definite change in the doctors after a year of relaxation training.
Burnout, physician empathy, physician psychosocial orientation toward patient, mood disturbance, and some personality features improved significantly.
Dr. Krasner's theory is that physicians who have better communication skills and who know how to relax when they can avoid symptoms of emotional exhaustion, such as a lack of a sense of accomplishment or difficulty empathizing with patients. Dr. Schneider said the course helped him.
We are so removed from some of the skills that we had all learned or believe we had learned in medical school about communication, that having a intensive course that really reteaches and reinforces the skills that we had perhaps lost is very valuable.
This research highlights how important it is for doctors to address their own physical and mental well-being, both for their own good and for that of their patients. The study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.